Welcome to the Creation Lightship Show with Ron Amatron. This is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and today is Saturday, October 25th, 2014. Ron has created Divine Heart-Based Healings on creationlightship.com, conveniently available for us 24/7. So be sure and check out the website on the left side of creationlightship.com are the search box and free sample healings, recommended healings, and on the right side has the Wikipedia question and answer, plus an option to sign up for the newsletter. And please do email your questions and testimonials to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or if you're in the chat, you can list a brief chat message. And please do pay attention to the moderator's postings there. Ron has special weekly and monthly conference calls, and including the links on the CLS chat site. And you'll be able to get the links right to creationlightship.com in the proper place. And let's see. Well, we do have the picture of the triple light beams. And Ron, would we be able to have the triple light beams activated tonight?
Okay, everybody. So I want everybody to think of a situation since today is Saturday, and we're in October, and it's the 25th, 2014. So let's think of a situation that you've encountered that caused you situations, problems, anxieties. So think of that one particular situation, and I'll clear that energy from you. And just think of something. It could be now that happened this week, or it could be throughout your lifetime. And when you have it right now, I'll clear it. Here we go. Ready? And it's clear from you. And we'll do one now for anxieties. So it's more like an emotional one. So think of your same issue with anxieties attached to it. Here we go. So I'll just count to five to clear it. One, two, three, four, five. And we'll do one for, we could do betrayal. So think of the time that either you betrayed yourself or somebody betrayed you regarding that situation. And we'll clear that energy away from you. These are all energetic bodies that absorb like a sponge these issues. And they're brought to you by your ancestors. So your ancestors gave you this wonderful gift of stuff. That's your backpack. So here we go. Clearing that. One, two, three, four, five. And remember, if you're a new listener, you know, when you're first born, you're basically perfect until you learn how to live on Earth, you know, yes, no, stop, go, and by the time you start learning things and going to school, then that activates your DNA, and now you're on your spiritual ride for getting out of what you learned. And that's why we have the clearings, and if you need to go deeper on the clearings to clear out your energetic bodies that are absorbing all this stuff, we have the seven generational clearings after that. So let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. So here we go. So one, we'll do the male light beam first here. So we'll energize that for you. I'll bring it up on my screen someplace here. I've got to find a website here. I think that might be it. I don't know. We'll find out. Okay, so we're going to first do the male light beam, and here we go. So look at the eyes. You can watch the colors change. So we're running energy now. I'll use the word stronger to bring the energy in for the male. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we'll do the non-gender light beams. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll do the female light beams. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So what they're doing is radiating peace to you, and that's all what you can ask for, really. That source energy inside of you with your spirit is peace. Everything outside of yourself is in duality, and you want to be off of those duality timelines that take you away from your peace. So you can do the finger exercise. we talk about to see where you are. So all you do is take one of your fingers and put it in front of you, and then you see if it's pointing straight ahead. If it's to your left, you're in the past. If it's going to the right, you're in the future. And you want to always be exactly in the present moment. That's where all your energy is with your spirit, so you can be off of timelines being creative. Otherwise, you're in duality. So I'll turn it back over to you, Cindy. And we had a caller last night at the end of the program. We'll just see if he would like to call in. We have the pictures that he sent. I don't know if we're going to be able to get them all up online, but maybe at least get one or two of them maybe in the next 15 minutes here, I think. So how are you doing on that, Cindy? People can at least look
progress.
At it. In progress.
In progress. However, I'm so thankful that you did all those clearings for us, Ron, and it kind of goes right into the first email that we received. And we have a listener that emailed asking if you would be able to clear us mentally at the beginning of the show so that we have clarity throughout the show. There's so much wonderful information being brought forth. I want to understand, absorb, and remember as much as possible.
Okay, we'll do a mental clearing then. That will take away some of the chatter that you could have in your mind. You should probably be more heart-centered right now and in the moment. But if not, I'll count to five to take away what you're thinking about right now. So one, two, three, four, five. So for the new listeners, when the clearings are done, it's just there to bring more of your spirit energy into your body and with you, because when you think of something, then you're rejecting source energy because it's a non-judgment. So the judge will never, the light will never judge itself. That's why there's no judgment. What I'll do is a mind to heart drop for people, and we can become more heart-centered and be in the now easier. So what you want to do is say this out loud. So you want to ask your spirit, or actually commanding your spirit, to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them down to your heart. And I'll do this right now for everybody. And then you can do it yourself whenever you choose to. And if you do it a half dozen times a day, you're going to find yourself being very peaceful. And if you get too peaceful, then you're going to be out of time, probably too much. So you want to get the day planner so you don't miss appointments. Here we go, dropping down. So I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards, like an elevator dropping down. And I'm going to stop at 5, and I want you to think when I hit 5, and you're going to notice that your thoughts are in your throat. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, and now think. And you may get some thoughts there, may feel kind of weird. And I will continue on, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'll do it again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So now if you attempt to think of a thought, just go ahead and try to get a negative or positive thought. It won't exist for you because source energy does not know languaging. And it only knows peace. And language is in duality. And mind energy is in duality. So you should be very peaceful right now. And that's how you can tell if you're in your heart center. If you don't command your spirit out loud, you're using the light of the darkness. And the light of the darkness is going to still work, but not like this one here has done for you. You could even try it yourself by, you know, not saying it out loud and using your mind. It's just an awful feeling. But anyway, we won't get into that tonight, but we'll turn it back over to you, Cindy.
Okay, thanks so much, Ron. You had mentioned the finger exercise and be here now that I remember, and I just wanted to remind everyone on the CLS chat site, there is a page for reminders, and those two reminders are included. So be sure and check that out. It gives you tips on how to do those two clearing to help you stay in the now. And let's see here. We do have a couple of comments or questions on the chat. The first one that I'm seeing is, I'd like to shout spirit commands as loud as possible when I'm driving. Does the volume of the out loud commands make any difference?
What was that last part of that? I didn't quite get it.
This listener wants to know if the volume of the commands make a difference when he's doing spirit commands.
No, it should not. Once you're connecting, what you're doing is you're connecting with your spirit as you're talking verbally, and then also every cell in your body has a spirit energy, but it's not the one that looks out of your eyes. So you're actually working and connecting to your life form, your physical body here. So whispering, it works fine also. So if you are in a room full of people, whispering will work great, or go to the restroom or something to do it. It only takes 15 seconds to be in the present moment, in the now, and to be heart-centered. And if the whole world would do this and tell all your friends, we would have peace here and have no more wars. And that's what I've mentioned on many shows. You know, if you want to stop wars and get people peaceful and get out of mind energy, where you have manipulation and control and domination and everything else. So that's just the alien agenda here in the mind control patterns. So what I could do is take away, this is one of the free clearings, we have the alien head connector. We also have the satellite. So the satellites could be alien ships, could be something else, but we just kind of look at it as a satellite beaming down to us. So I'll disconnect that satellite energy from everybody. I'll count to five to do so, epic count, or do something to command the energy to do so. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and that will work on the connectors on the top of your head. And here we go. So I'll release 12 of those. Now, there could be more, but I'll just pick on 12 right now. So first one released, second one released, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, 10th, 11th, and 12th. So you should feel a little better. Might feel a little dizzy. And we'll also do a release here for the energetic orb energies. And we'll take away, we use colors on it on the website. To differentiate different types of orbs. So I'll take away the white orb, and again, to see where it's attached to you. Maybe you have a pain in your body, and that orb energy is taking away your energy. You might feel better. So white orb being released, and we'll do the yellow orb. Again, released. Green orb released, and I'll just do pink orbs. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 there. Just see if you have any comments there. So back to you, Cindy.
Oh, great. Thank you so much, Ron. I'm glad that you brought up the head connectors and orbs, because quite often we receive emails regarding something like paranormal happening in a person's home. They might feel there's somebody in there, or they feel an energy. And so I'm sure that the orb clearing helps. Do you feel that the accordion clearing would help too, help clear the area?
Well, entities can cord you. Normally, they're going to come into your body and attach to you. Your entities are what you call ghosts, your emotional bodies that are still hanging around here from people who passed on. So they will really attach to you. If you feel something going on kind of goofy in your, say, your bedroom or something, are you in the present moment, number one? So always check that. You could be off on an alien timeline being replicated in 100 timelines by not being in the now, and those will copy and paste onto you. So always make sure that you're in the now and then see what's going on from there. So the aliens really don't want you, because if you're in the present moment and you're not emitting energies from emotions, they really don't really need you, although they could deal with your pain. So pain and emotions are how they normally find you and track you. So if you don't have any of those, then more than likely you're not going to have too many attacks done. And if you do have any alien attacks, we have the eliminated alien attacks on the website. It's $10 a week. I think it's $30 a month. So $1 a day to do an immense amount of clearings. There's, I think it's 9 options in there. So it's very, very extensive. And what I will do, since we work with head connectors, I'll take away the energy, which is more like a jellyfish on top of your head. These connect to the orb energy, the tentacles that go into your cellular memory, which bring you your dreams a lot of times, and the connections that are connecting to you and your thoughts. Remember, your thoughts are in your cellular memory, and they need to find some way to activate you so you can go through your traumas and dramas. So let's just get that octopus energy up. The jellyfish. And just remember the movie Avatar has something very similar with that tree of life there that attached to every life form there. So just think of that as being the same similar thing that's happening to you. So here we go, releasing that jellyfish energy. I'll have to count to 10 to get it off you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's see how you're feeling. You may feel a bit lighter. Normally you feel lighter when these things leave you. I'm going to do spirit infusion now, bringing more of your spirit into your body. Remember, when you have these blockages, that actually is forcing your spirit out of your body. So in a sense, you're kicking it out because you're thinking. And when you stop thinking and get into peace, then it can come back in. So we're going to bring that into you now. So here we go, spirit infusion. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we had, I think, a request last time to have your spirit come more into your feet. Most spirits don't want to go below your waist. And so we're going to take you in and out of your body briefly here. And I use the word in and out, and you're going to come in through your feet. And typically maybe leave through your crown or maybe through your head someplace. So here you go. Just, you may feel your body getting much heavier. And you need your spirit in your body to do healings. If you don't have your spirit with you, you're not going to have a healing. It's very, very simple. So here we go. Coming out and in. And coming into your feet. Out and in. 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 Okay. Let's make sure that you're facing forward properly. Just by taking you in and out is not going to give you the proper alignment. Some people are could be backwards in their bodies, facing behind them or alongside of them. So we're going to reposition your spirit. I'll count to 5, so it's facing forward. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, everybody. Here we go. So back to you, Cindy.
Oh, Ron. I'm so thankful that you did those clearings for us. And while you were doing the spirit infusion, I was really having trouble concentrating. I was moving the picture into the CLS chat site. So I'm very glad that you did that, but it was really hard to keep concentration there. I have successfully loaded one acrylic picture onto the CLS chat site, and I put a link in the moderator put a link in the chat room, so you can just click on that, and it's the same site that you click on to get into the chat room, and you'll see one of the amazing sculptures that Richard has created by hand, and he was calling it acrylic art last night, and this happens to be the large crystal flow green, and hopefully he'll call in tonight and he could speak a little bit about this fascinating picture. So if you have any problems getting to that link, just type your message in the chat if you could. Okay, let's see here. You can check out email here. We do have an email regarding barcodes. We were discussing barcodes last night, and we do have a listener that sent us the email, and I haven't read it yet, so let's just see what it says. In regard to barcode removal, it's been very hard to stay away and in my body, experiencing the energy leaving my body in full effect. Although I would say that each removal did have noticeable effects in a significant way. Even so, is it possible I may have not received full benefit if I wasn't 100% at my computer sitting or in full consciousness during the removal of my stress barcode.
Now, once you start a barcode clearing, remember the light's out of time, so even though you're in time, you can do different things, but you can be away from your computer. So it feels like to me that it worked perfectly fine. And I think we have a caller on. Heard a beep.
Well, we do. Welcome, caller. Please share your name and your information for Ron.
This is Richard from Orlando, Florida.
Hi, Richard.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Good. Those sculptures are wonderful. They almost take your breath away when you see them. It's like, wow.
You can kind of understand why I'm perplexed.
Yeah.
They're amazing. They are amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Richard, I hope you don't mind. I did put one of the images up on the CLS chat page, as you probably heard, and then Ron has
feel
asked
free.
Me. Okay, great. And he's asked me if it's okay with you that I'll add the rest, probably not during the show.
Yes, please. Feel free to do whatever you wish with them.
So I labeled this acrylic art by Richard. Is that the proper way to present that, or do you have a different phrase?
It's called the Galaxy of Chondrodon.
Galaxy of
Chondrodon. I'll spell it for you.
Great.
You ready? Let me know when you're ready. There's like a little delay here.
Yes. Ready.
Yeah. Okay. It's CONDRA-DONN.
D as in boy.
You can see them on D as in dog.
Okay. DON as in Nancy.
Yes. CON as in Nancy.
Okay,
D as in dog.
I'll add that on, and then later if you have anything else you want to add.
And you can go into YouTube and just type in Cities of Chondrodon, and you'll see several pieces on video, high-resolution, high-definition video.
Okay, Ron.
They're rotating.
Ron, would you want us to attach YouTube to this, a link to YouTube to this, too?
Yeah, that'd be great. Sure, yeah, that'd be easy to do. Yeah, that'd be wonderful. So when did you start doing these? How far in the past or how long ago have you done these?
I started this in 1976. It was an accident that happened to me. After I left the service, I went to work for a company and got injured, and the workman's compensation just wasn't paying, and I always made things, you know, with welding and stuff, and so I decided I wanted to be an artist because it would bring in extra money, and I was making a special display for my jewelry. I became a jeweler, and I made a special display for my jewelry, and in the process of carving the first piece of acrylic to set rings in, I was holding it where the acrylic was pointed down in my hand, and I'm just digging out the acrylic on top to where I could make a slot for the rings to fit in. And in my studio, the phone rang, and it rang twice, and then hung up, and then it rang again, and I reached to answer it, and I fell out of my chair and pulled my whole stand down over the top of me, and a light fell on the back of my hand and burned me, and I pulled away from it, and the light fell off the end of the acrylic and shined up the acrylic, and something fell on the back of my head and pushed my head down to where I could actually see the acrylic. And I'm sitting there looking at it, and it looks so cool because I'm sitting there. That looked just like a rock mesa off the Arizona freeway, about 300 yards, you know, in perfect detail. And I went outside. I opened my studio door because the dust was just everywhere. And I had a street light just on the outside of my studio door, and I'm holding the piece up and looking at it with that mercury vapor light, which shows acrylic real well. And I had noticed that my shadow was constant, long on the ground, but around me was flashing orange lights. And I thought, oh, my God, the fire department, I must have triggered something. I turned around to look what it is, and I'm only 40 miles away from NASA, and they sent off the Pioneer probe and used twin Atlas Centaur rockets to get it into space, and they burned real bright orange, and there wasn't a cloud in the sky. And I just looked at that, looked at my acrylic, and I had all these drill bits that I acquired in the service because I used to tool our weapons. And I went and got them all, laid them out on a countertop, and 3 days later I had carved 12 pieces and took them over to a hair salon that my brother worked in and showed them to him because they used to buy my jewelry and said, what do you think of this? And I had them on a tray. I'm sure I smelled pretty ripe because I didn't bathe for 3 days. I was just on. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I was just on. I've never felt energy like that before. And I took the pieces in on a tray, and I had a towel over them, and I pulled the towel off of them. I said, what do you think of this? Now, they were crude, rough little cities, but everybody grabbed them, and they wouldn't give them back to me, so they kept saying, how much? And I'm going, oh, my God, now I got to sell them? You know, one of the hardest things an artist has to deal with, and one of the first hardships that we have to deal with is figuring out how much to charge somebody when we're letting go of something we love. And sure enough, I sold them all and paid my rent for 2 months and prepared for a show. And I just, after that, I was just like floating on air, went home, took a shower, and just slept for 24 hours and got up and had something to eat and went right back to work. And ever since then, I've never stopped. So that's how it all started. I still have the jewelry that I stopped making. I put it all in a shadow box.
Well, yeah, these are incredible. I don't know what else to say. You know, you look at them and you go, "Wow!" it's kind of like seeing
you're the first person.
Time. You don't know what to think of it, you know, because it's mm-hmm. You start thinking how hard it is to make just one of those little, objects inside of that acrylic, and the detail, It's like wow.
it's like we discussed a little bit last night. It's just total urban planning in a way, where I look at a piece of acrylic and I just figure out where I'm going to put the mountains, and then I put the mountains in, and I don't plan them. I just put them in. I don't plan anything in this. I do it. I prepare everything, and then go back and then build. So I think mountains first, and then I put in the mountains, and then I start with the cities. I put the platforms in where the actual people are going to walk from plateau to plateau. I call them plateaus. That's the only other thing I can describe them as. And then I just start going in and start detailing, and then it just comes to life. And it's so much fun to watch and do.
So I'm just
but it
curious.
Wears and tears on your body.
Yeah, so yes. Just curious, if somebody saw these, are they for sale? Or, how would somebody, I know you mentioned you had a website that you'd be having up, so I'm sure you have contact information. And do you make these for people?
Yes, sir, I do. I do. I just wanted to say that I was more interested in I appreciate the fact that you're asking me these questions, but I was more interested in the fact I wanted you to see it, with our relationship with my friend Ed. I wanted you to see it because I wanted to hear the answers that you could possibly have for me after having the variety of people that to me were extremely important take a look at my artwork, and I classified every single one of them as a highly spiritual being, and including Al Bielek, who had the experience, and the things that he said at that day that changed my life. Again, every single person has changed my life. I mean, Vidal Sassoon used to sit, he and I both would just sit and stare at my pieces for hours. He was one of my biggest clients in Hollywood and one of my dearest friends. And it was, it's amazing the people that the artwork has attracted, and I just love to hear what they have to say, but I'm still on a quest to find out where they come from.
Yeah, it feels like to me you're using the words lightly here, like a time traveler, and you're actually seeing these energies, these places, and then you're bringing it back here and doing your artwork on it to replicate, you know, what you're actually seeing. I mean, it's incredible. You know, they would probably relate to what a lot of people talk about in the New Age, like the crystal cities and things. So, I mean, they're just phenomenal to me.
Well, it was the lady that I met at an Ekankar seminar. I showed my artwork several times in several places, and I was at an Ekankar seminar in Anaheim back in the early 80s, and Ed and I were both there together, and this lady came up and looked at my artwork. Really nice. I mean, you could just feel this person. It's not often you get to really feel a person standing next to you. And when you do, you take notice. If you're intelligent, you take notice. And this really pleasant woman just came up, and she was an older woman, just really very classy looking, very, very clean. And she just looking at my artwork, and then she kept looking over at me. And then she nodded for me to come over there, and I walked over to her, and she said, "It's amazing how you have how you have made the map of my home." And I said, "Your home?" And, you know, I said, "Give me an address. You know, I want to go there." You know, and she tipped her glasses down, and Ed and I were both looking at her, and she had two eyelids. She had great big eyes, and she had two eyelids. When she opened her eyes, you saw the ones go horizontal up and down, and then they went vertical right to left. And I just looked at her, and she smiled. And she just said, "Yes, my home." And she turned around and walked and went through a door. And I told Ed, I said, "I'm going to knock on that door. Let me back in." I went right behind her. I was right behind her just a few seconds. And when I stepped into it, was just like being in the Matrix. Because when I stepped into that hallway, there was nothing but hallway in both directions. This was a convention center. There was nothing but hallway. That was the only door. In that hallway, and there was nobody there, and there was nothing but hallway in all directions. She had vanished, just gone. And I banged on the door, and Ed looked at me, and he kind of smiled, and I said, "She's gone. Where did she go?" And he just said, "Just chalk that one up to experience." So that's kind of what I did. But I don't get a chance to talk about this kind of stuff to too many people because, you know, people think you're a whack job if you start talking about this kind of stuff. I would much rather let people look at the artwork and tell me what they think. I want to hear what they have to say because they're the ones I'm making it for. Does that make sense?
Yep, it definitely does, yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, Richard, thanks so much for sharing your story again for those people that didn't hear it last night. And I will add more to the CLS chat site, the YouTube, and as you get your website revamped, you can always let us know when you want to put that link up. So you should just send either to Ron or to clsquestions@yahoo.com, mm-hmm. and then we'll do
Not
that
a problem.
Whenever you're ready.
And I've got some other photographs somewhere that I can send over, which would probably give you better imagery. But I just really appreciate the talk we had last night and about this, and just want to thank you very much because today was the most peaceful day I've had in at least 10 years, and it's one of the first times I've actually felt joy again in my heart. And I have not felt joy for quite a while. Yeah, I have not felt joy for quite a while. And you and I talked about a particular thing last night where I've got some Russian friends.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And they let me know last night and today that they're around.
Oh, wonderful.
So I thought I'd let you know that.
How's your shoulder doing?
Great. My shoulder's great. My back, though, I think they're still trying to put a harness on me like in Fallen Skies. But I mean, it's probably the way I'm sitting.
Okay.
So I lay down flat on a floor and put my legs up in a chair every day, and it's a good thing to do because for back pain, that just kind of soothes it and straightens out your spine. And if my spine's not straight, I'm not getting my energy flow, you know?
Yeah, that's correct. So let's work with spines, everybody, since Richard mentioned that. Let's see here. Well, we'll start with your tailbone, everybody. You can stay on the line if you wish, Richard. So here we go. Work with your tailbone, okay. Do a tailbone adjustment. You want to sit up maybe straight in a chair a little bit. I'm going to move that around for a lot of you out there. Like I mentioned earlier, that's one of those things that the dark side gets into a younger child when you go to school and you come to sit down and a kid pulls out the chair from underneath you and you have a broken tailbone or it's moved over a little. So here we go. I'm going to put it forward for those who need that. Going forward, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Moving it to the left a little. I just need it that way and to the right. There we go. And that's fine. Now we're going to go up to your pelvis area. Here we go. Working on your right hip joint right now, everybody. And here we go. I'm going to add some lubrication also to your hip joints and all the joints in your body. This will be doing very possibly tomorrow on the 8-hour conference call, too. Working with your left hip. There we go. Yeah, that feels better for some of you. Right hip. Yes, a little off. Somebody has it off quite a bit. Your right leg appears to be shorter than the left, so I'm going to fix that right now. There we go. There, that looks corrected. And start working up your spine now. So we'll work with maybe, we'll say where your navel is going down, your belly button here. And doing some correction there. I'm stretching the spine with the vertebrae here, realigning them. So we add some more disc energy there. Maybe some more disc. There we go. Correcting your disc. Here we go. Great. Now we'll move up from around the second chakra area. We'll see. We'll go up to. Let's go like where your sternum starts. So we'll pick that area and go straight back and go down now. So here we go. Going down from that area. And a couple are out of place here and a few people. There we go. That feels better. Good. Okay, now we'll go above. Going up to your top of your shoulders for your neck starts. And going down, there we go. You might want to wiggle your shoulders and maybe even your spine a little bit from left to right. If you twist a little bit, you might feel it pop. Go back into place here. And now we're working with your necks, going up. Here we go. Yeah, that feels pretty good. Now let's work on your rib cage. So here we go. Working at the very top, going down. That's how I'm going to go from the bottom up. So let's take your first set of ribs here on your left side and moving those over a little bit if they're off. A couple are twisted on a few people. Here we go. And now do your right side.
Your right side.
Okay, looks good to me. Okay, everybody. You may want to get up, walk around, maybe twist a little bit, move your shoulders and just see if you have a realignment there and see if you have anything getting readjusted. So back to you, Cindy, and how are you doing, Richard?
I'm doing good, sir.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
I feel great, too. Thank you so much, Ron, for that adjustment. I wanted to ask you, Ron, what time you wanted to go to the light shift.
Oh, we could, yeah. It looks like we're about that time, huh? How about 4 more minutes? So we have any comments on the artwork, if we have anything there that people have seen? I don't know.
Sure. we do. We had one person wondering Richard's last name, if it's Richard Murray, and it's posted yes. on the YouTube. So I guess the secret's out now, Richard. let's see here. We had somebody say that the artwork or the one that I posted is amazing. And somebody else mentioned she looked up the YouTube. And I have the YouTube, too, and I'll put it up on the ALS chat site for everyone to easily get to. And let's see. We have a comment. This is eternalness of urban planning. And someone else said that she had dreamed of a place that looked like that. So that's interesting, too. Wow.
Yeah.
So excellent. And in regard to the healing that you just did, Ron, someone mentioned that she felt her back pop into place. And that was wonderful. So I'm sure that was very helpful. And let's see, that felt incredible. I'm impressed. And one more comment. Thank you for the spine adjustment. I've been having problems in that spot. You are so spicy, Ron.
Hey.
So that is great. And if anyone else has comments, testimonials that you'd like to share, be sure and email clsquestions@yahoo.com, and it's always helpful for others when you do share the information. And we do have another comment regarding the galaxy. The comment is, I like the reflection of the city. Very nice. So the green and yellow really did enhance that. So, wow. Amazing. Okay, Ron, before Richard called us, we had just talked about whether we had to be 100% at the computer and full consciousness, and you mentioned, you know, we could be moving around and we don't have to be right there. So what I wanted to clarify is that if we're not going to be in our home, that is helpful to have a picture in front of the monitor.
Yeah, if you're not going to be home, then put a picture of you in front of your monitor, that'd be fine, and just make sure that your monitor stays lit up, and that would be great. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. So here we go. And you could bring forth, if you like, Cindy, we'll do maybe six different rooms here. So we're going to go up and bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And you're going to be out of time completely. You're going to feel a little bit lighter and still have your same consciousness here. So here we go. We're going to go up, and you want to request one particular healing creature room that we go into. So we're going up. So one, two, three, four, five. And we're there. And I have a request here for the peacock room. So, wow, that'd be great. Let's go there. Request your healing. So peacock room, here comes the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And the next room we're going into will be the room with the gold energy and the hot tubs. So you may be covered with gold. That would be nice. And it may feel a little different to you. So here we are. And this will take away, we'll just say, negativity and things that could be even attached to you. So this is for detoxing your body. So we're in the gold hot tub room. We have our own hot tub, so it's not a, you know, one of those 60 hot tubs, you know, where everybody's in there. So here we go. We have our own particular one. Here we go in the hot tub. So one, two, three, four, and five. Request your one particular healing. We're going to the room that has the fawns. And these normally come in with three fawns, three light beings. So one, two, three, four, and five. And rainforest room, that's what I like too. So here we go. Rainforest room, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we got Pegasus. Okay. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I want to go into the room that has the crystal room. This will be where the crystal points are. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the cancer cell release room. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's see, one other room that we haven't been into for a long time, the dragonfly room. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one other location here. Let's see here.
Ron, we have a request for the deer room.
Yeah, we went into where the fawns are. Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Let's go into the room with the elephants. So here we go, everybody. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go to another room. This is where the little raccoons are, where these life beings take on the form of animals that we recognize here. So here comes the raccoons. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll do one more. We'll go into the room with the beavers. So maybe they'll give you a little back massage with their tails here as they pat you down with their tails. So here's the beaver room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? So come back from the light tube, everybody, and bringing your animal pets, flower, tree garden, and plants down. Coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. Go back to you, Cindy. We'll see how everybody's doing. You still online,
okay.
Richard?
Yes, sir.
So how was that
okay.
for you?
Oh, good. I'm just... first time, so I'm opening
yeah.
it in.
Okay, great.
Excellent. Well, we do have another comment, Richard, regarding the art, and I missed this one earlier. The comment is, Richard, urban planning looks like people living in these buildings, phenomena where people live in existence in coexistence of peace. Inside, it is the eternal field of eternal space. It is beyond words or concepts of eternal field without my knowledge of simple eternalness.
I resemble that remark.
So I guess that's a confirmation. Let's see if we have any other comments. Okay, we do. I have a friend who... sees these kinds of places from a porthole in Baja, Mexico.
Hmm. Interesting.
Is there a certain physical location that you need to be in, Richard, when you're creating?
Yes. I must be at the chair at the drilling table. That's the only time we get...
wherever that is.
Uh-huh.
Whatever that is.
I've got a new studio I'm doing here in Florida.
I'm sorry, please repeat that.
Yes, ma'am. I have a new studio here in Florida, in Longwood, Florida, that I'm putting together. Nice and quiet.
Air
conditioned.
Would you have another comment or question? When can I book my next vacation at Chandradon?
That's
we'll talk about
it. All righty. They're getting booked
I wish
up.
I could. Yeah, the only problem is the only people that want to build this is Disney and Dubai, and I'm really not interested in either one of them having it.
Yeah.
You know, I would rather build it myself out in Sedona, Arizona or someplace.
Interesting.
So.
Okay, well, we have a comment regarding the visit to Creation Lightship. What a fun trip to the Lightship. I found myself laughing out loud tonight. Thank you, Ron.
That's great, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, laughter, a lot of people, you know, it is kind of serious because normally we deal with feelings. So I think a lot of people are tuning in and wanting to go because they have a particular situation, condition, and it is nice to hear that joyfulness, you know, from someone. I do see, in fact, what we'll do, we'll go up to end the show. Let's go to the Lightship real quick here again, and we'll have the Light Being Choir actually sing to us. You may feel your body resonating. We do have people that do, you know, actually physically see on the Lightship. They see the different rooms. The way it works is that if you are, I'll just use the word very, very intuitive, you're going to be seeing the rooms before maybe a second, maybe or two before I even say them. And so for those people, you know, they're very gifted. And that's what we set up when we take people to the Lightship so people can really kind of understand what's happening if they are a seer. The next thing is that you're going to feel the vibration now of the light being singing. So here they come. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And energy is coming through your body now. And if you have a situation going on, ache or pain or something, you may want to specify where that is. Some people like to put their hand on the plate where they have problems here. So here we go. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And I forgot to go to the pain release room, so we'll go there right now to help you release pain. And here we go. One, I'll use the word stronger to release the pain, so more energy will come to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And it looks like our show is kind of coming to a close. So thank you, Richard, for sharing with us and everybody. Your wonderful art is just phenomenal how it looks. And, you know, you really have a gift that's incredible. So thank you so much. And I guess
thank you, sir.
Yes, I guess if anybody would like to maybe email Richard, maybe we could forward an email to him or something. If you
sure,
yeah, so
I'll answer all emails.
Perfect. Just ask you less questions, and we'll forward it to Richard. And thank you, everybody. I will do the mind to heart drop again to get you in the present moment, so you're at peace. And here we go, dropping down. So commanding your spirit out loud. If everything is a command, you have to command the energy with your spirit to have anything happen. So here we go. That's why we're always commanding. And that's why I sound out loud, because I'm doing a command to move the energy. So here we go. Commanding your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart, and dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, it's been great. And we have our 8-hour conference call tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock Pacific. So hopefully you're going to be on the call. We get rid of these alien energetic life forms, these little critters, whatever they are, and we work on different body locations to make you feel better and to get more spirit energy with you. So blessings. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Richard, and everybody else. Blessings. And see you later, everyone.